on the extended three-hour program, Racing Pulse now hones in on the full Victorian race preview.
Yes, it is time to find you all the Friday winners, and we are at the Synthetic today at Pakenham, and Mark Hunter, who's combining work and holiday commitments, I believe, sunning himself, might be a bit chilly for that, at Yarrawonga. How are you, Mark?
Nah, morning, Michael. I'm just, I can see the city from where I'm sitting at the moment, so I'm back in Melbourne.
Oh, you're back in town.
Got the footy tonight, can't miss that.
Of course. Are you a water skier, or are you up there on the lake?
No, not with my injuries. No, I tried it, something I could never master, water skiing. I just had no ability whatsoever, like most things, but had even less ability at water skiing.
I'm going to ask you about the footy a little later, but let's get a tee stuck into the meeting today. We're on the synthetic, so they should be running pretty true. What do you make of the meeting today?
Pretty ordinary meeting, to be honest. The maidens, they're basic. I don't mind. I sort of like one horse for the day that I'll be pinning my faith in race five. And the last few races, there don't look to be many chances.
Yeah, how has the Pakenham Synthetic been running in your mind?
It's okay. You can run on, they seem to get down the outside. So as long as it's not dynamite leaders, I'm happy to play. I just found the races really, really even today, and you know, not much excitement with them.
Has there been much of a leaderish synthetic this season so far?
No, not bad. Ballarat's probably the one that throws up the more leaderish tracks of the synthetics, but hasn't been dynamite, only in a small sample base, hasn't been dynamite so far.
All right, so Pakenham today. We've got a greyhound race which is due in around about 2 minutes, so we might get the first race out of the way. And in this race, it's 1,000 metre maiden. The scratchings, we can take out 7, 9, 14. Ripping Bell for Cindy Alderson is the $2.50 favourite. Vinneron at $3.30. June Ho, a debutante from the Noonan Yards, at $4.40. And Deplane is an $8.50 chance. You would have been a Fantasy Island man.
Sitting next to a bloke that could have played Tattoo, if that's any... Actually, it's about as close as I've got. Look, race one, I'll tip number 11, Rippling Bell, who, in a moderate race, Rippling Bell's got good speed, trialled nicely. It's not going to be very strong at the end of 1,000, but did trial nicely to beat number 3, June Ho, having its first go. Looked to go well enough for this sort of maiden at the trial. 6, Vigneron, been basic. It's had the 3 runs. They've been pretty basic. Gets a nice run from the draw, and 5, Tosin Warrior, whose trial wasn't hopeless. So pretty moderate start. 11, 3, 6 and 5.
11, 3, 6 and 5 in the first. Race number 2 is over 1,400 metres. In this race, the scratchings, we can take out 3 and 6. Buminati is into odds on now from the Mayor Eustace stable. Benny Allen to ride. Shack Attack at $2.30. And then we're out to Measured at $10. So the market's got this in a match in two. Buminati, $1.80 favourite. Is that too tight here?
Well, it's such a thin race. You think Buminati or Shack Attack have to win. I think, or you wouldn't put your last on either of them. Buminati's had the two goes back. He was a fading third last time. It's at the 1,400 metres here. It's my top pick, but without a lot of confidence. 5, Shack Attack, ran well enough first up, gets the blinkers on for the first time. Has to run the distance. That's a little query there. 9, Measured, was fair first up, maybe fitter. And 7, Zuya, was another one, was just fair first up, but the race falls right away. So 1 or 5 have to win. I'll go 1, 5, 9 and 7.
1, 5, 9 and 7 in the second. Race 3 is over 1,400. Take out the 13 here. Swear She's Perfect. This is a horse that Simon Zara said before has been quite frustrating, and you can imagine that. 5 placings from 9 starts. It's at $2.80. Statesmanship, $4.80. I Am Beautiful at $5. And Jay Zeal, $7. Does Swear She's Perfect finally break through today?
I think so. Look, it's racing consistently. It ran on well enough last time. That was a weak race, but ran on well enough last time. This is a very weak race, so it won't get a better chance to win. To beat number 4, Jay Zeal, who gets that 4 kilo claim, will be up on the speed, giving a sight. 8, Statesmanship, fitter for that first up run, went okay there. It'll push forward from that barrier. And 2, Sent to War, who gets back in the pack, meant some luck, but should be hitting the line. A pretty weak race. I thought Swear She's Perfect would win 12-4, 8-2.
12-4, 8-2 in the third. Race number 4 is over 2,200 metres. We can take out 3 and 6 here. Arctic Princess is the favourite from the Mitch Friedman camp. Luke Campbell to ride, taking 2 kilos off. It's at 4.20. Shark Island, 4.60. It's a Kashima, $5.50, and then Far Too Long, $6.50. It doesn't end there. Canetti, $7.50. Tradeworks, $9. Madam Mayhem, $9. There's a lot of horses given a chance in this race, Mark.
Yeah, it's an average maiden. Michael, last chance for our horse here, Far Too Long. I'm tipping number 6, Made of Gold, who it's been just okay both runs. It chased home last time, like it'll run the 2,200 metres strongly on the better track to beat 9 Arctic Princess, who get a long way back. She's got too far back last time, was never in the race. 4, It's a Kashima. The 4-kilo claim, bit of a hard-going thing, has to settle. And then 2, Far Too Long, who disappointed last time. But once you take a sit and get amongst them, it just doesn't try. So I would imagine it would be sent forward to lead and should run much better than last start. 6, 9, 4, and 2.
6, 9, 4, and 2. So what price there? Is it 6? Where are we? I'm trying to find it.
Is it a scratch? Is it a late scratching, is it?
It is. Made of Gold's come out.
Okay, so I'll go 9, 4, 2, and 7. Shark Island would be my next best. 9, 4, 2, 7.
9, 4, 2, and 7 in race number 4. So we're halfway through the card. 4 races down at Pakenham. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have a chat to Jason Warren, who's got nice chances in all 4 legs of the Quaddy and Mark Hunter's Quaddy selections.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
It is time to have a look at the Quaddy legs now at Pakenham on the synthetic today. Mark Hunter finding us the winners. And Jason Warren's got 4 chances in the Quaddy, 1 in each leg. And he kicks it off in race number 5 with Figo the Great. How are you, Jace?
Good, Michael. How are you, mate?
Very well. Looking forward to the synthetic meeting today, especially the last. No pressure, but we'll get there. Let's talk about Figo the Great in the first leg, which is race number 5. And this Magnus Gelding last got beaten, 5th of 14 at Geelong. So what are your expectations today?
He probably needed the run last start, Michael. We sort of went at least a month between runs and just missed with wet tracks and so on. So it was up in trip and it just probably found him out the last couple of furlongs. So with that run under his belt, he's trained on well. We're back to 2,200 today, and I'd expect him to run really well.
He's a $6.50 chance in the first leg of the Quaddy, so up on speed could be a chance. Emaniki goes around in race number 6, and coming off a last start, 2nd at Pakenham behind Seeking Glory, and another one that's a good price at $13 today.
Yeah, I was actually surprised by this horse's price. He's a winner at Benchmark 64 level already. He's won at Benchmark 70 level, over 1,400 at this track. Broke his maiden on the synthetic track. So I feel that he's taken a couple of runs to really hit his peak fitness, and he's there now. And I thought his run last start was full of merit. He was only beaten at Pimple. It was a good effort.
You drawn a little wide. Will you go forward?
Look, he's a horse that raced closer than what we thought he would last start and ended up leading. However, he's drawn out a little bit today. I'd say we'll be planning to just ride him in behind the leaders. But, I think our jock had a good feel of him last start, Gary Lowe, and he's riding with confidence and he'll find a good spot for him.
So Emaniki, a nice each-way play, about $13, race 6, number 2. And then in race number 7, you've got Diesel and Dust first up. It's well in the market at $4.60. What are you expecting first up?
Look, he's a horse that usually takes a few runs to really hit form each prep. In saying that, he's been a victim of hitting wet tracks and just first ups and just having excuses. Today, he's on a track that he really likes the synthetic tracks. He's won it in much stronger races than this previously. And though he's resuming, he did trial very well last week. So, I couldn't back him with any real confidence, but in saying that, the horse is in great order and he wouldn't surprise.
Then you finish the day with confrontational Froggy Newitt's in the saddle, drawn a better gait on a track where it's not soft, which has been his kryptonite. So can the Big C win today?
Yeah, look, we were toying with running him at Mornington Wednesday, and with the weather that was around, we thought, oh, no, let's just save him for this synthetic meeting and get him on top of the ground, as you say. And he just found the going, you know, less than ideal last start at Cranbourne, and he still hit the line well. He's going well. A strong left-handed whip rider suits this horse. And I feel that he gets his chance to win today, and I hope for everybody that he can.
Yeah, he's always honest. We know that. Who's your best, do you think, of your four?
I'd have to say Confrontation will be our best. His gallop Tuesday was faultless. He's bounced through it. And I think 1600, he's already won twice at that distance. So it's not too short for him. It's probably in between 1600 and 1800s his ideal range. And I feel that on top of the ground, he'll get his chance.
Give him strength. Good luck today, Jace.
Good on you, Michael. Cheers, mate.
Jason Warren, confrontational. Best in the last. We'll get Mark Hunter's thoughts soon. I want to get the first leg of the quaddy. California Longbow, $3.50 favourite. Dodgy won $3.90. Night Sun at $5. And Figo the Great, $6.50, of the top four in the market. Takeout number nine. Who do you like in the first leg of the quaddy?
Well, I think this is the best of the day here. Number two, Dodgy won. It's a horse. Went to get from Bedgood and was... It was pottering around okay around the money, but not winning. Stopped and started again, won well first up at Werribee. Ran seventh the other day, but should have run a clear second behind Fame. And seen that's a fantastic form line with Fame going to Queensland. I think Dodgy One's a good thing here. Placings to come from number one, California Longbow, who took off early last time, just got beaten, got a good chance. Three Night Sun, who's been racing over longer trips, and six Romanesco Fresco, sent forward, giving the sight on the speed. But keen on two Dodgy One best of the day, 2-1, 3-6.
2-1, 3-6, best of the day. Dodgy One, you can get $3.90 after Mark snapped up the $4.60 earlier this morning. Race number six is the second leg of the quaddy. It's a 64 over 1,400 metres. Take out 7 and 12. Eye of the Eagle, $4. Red Zeus, $4.80. Penciled, $5.50. Savile Street is at $7, and then you're out to New York Hurricane at $7.50 as well. Do we need a few in this second leg?
Yeah, it's an even race. I'm taking four horses, but I could easily take more. I'll go with number six, Savile Street, who went forward, got the job done in New Zealand, come across here to the Hayes team, trialled pretty much in the same fashion, went forward and looked to go. It's a one-pacer, but it rolls along on the speed, and it'll give you a good sight here in front to beat number four, Eye of the Eagle. Was sent forward from the wide gate last time, which meant it couldn't really run a strong trip. It gets a cheap run here from the draw and will go better. Five Penciled was okay first up, will be fitter. Three Helmets On was wide on a wet track last time. Getting back here onto the synthetic can improve. So a few chances in the race. I'll go 6, 4, 5, and 3.
6, 4, 5, and 3. So Savile Street at $7 on top selection in race number six. They're walking towards the boxes, so I'll get the market out for race number seven before we go to the second at Healesville. This is a benchmark 70 over 1,200 metres. Take out the nine. Cap'n Coup is the 350 favourite. Race Card, a pretty good push from Simon Zara earlier this morning, at $4.20, and Diesel Dust, $4.60, are the top three in the market. Cap'n Coup is the 350 favourite in race seven, but a good push from Simon Zara for Race Card at $4.20 this morning, Mark.
So I'm going to tip Race Card. It's a race where, look, they're out of form, they're struggling, you wouldn't put your faith in a lot of them. Race Card first looks like 1,200 metres would be too short, but I heard that Simon interview and he's obviously thinking of it more as a sprinter. Loved its recent jump out, it sat back and just roared through the field. So in the small field, should be able to settle close enough and run them down. To beat number six, He's Essential, who was a basic fourth first up at fitter. Seven, Kapanku, didn't do a lot also first up, but again, fitter and might improve. And three, All England, who's just been whacking away for the new stable. Not much form here. I'll go 2, 6, 7, and 3.
2, 6, 7, and 3 in the second last. And the last of eight jumps at 4:30 this afternoon. It's a benchmark 70 over the mile. Take out 3 and 7. B Hunter, massive drop in class, is the $3.10 favourite for Johnny Sadler. You heard him earlier. He said he'd be disappointed if it doesn't win. Zootalus is at $3.80 and Confrontational, $5.50. Will B Hunter just be too good here, Mark?
Oh, maybe, Michael. Look, it's like the race before. There's not a lot of winning form among these. I'll go with your horse, number five, Confrontational. I think with Froggy getting back on top of the ground, sit back, wind up at the mile down the outside, it's certainly going to put itself in the finish to beat number one, B Hunter, who's going to be buried away at some stage, just needing luck for the young rider. But second to Pinstripe is obviously good form. Six, Mershon Hinn. Been down to run a few times and scratched off the back of a decent trial there for Matty Raymond. And two, Monteva, getting back onto the better track also. Its overseas form is certainly good enough for a race like this, been struggling on wet ground. So ifs and buts among most of them, 5, 1, 6, and 2.
He's gone with Confrontational. 5, 1, 6, and 2. Surely it'll be top three today again. Confrontational getting out to an each way price as well. So how do we play today? A lot of confidence about Dodgy One.
Yep, that's my hope for the day. The best is race 5, number 2, Dodgy One. On a day where there's very little value, I've put race 6, number 6, Seville Street as the value. The quaddy, first leg 2, 1, and 3. Second leg 6, 4, 5, and 3. Third leg 2, 6, 7, and 3, and come home 5, 1, and 6. Play of the day is going to play an all up for a win. Race 3, number 12, Swear She's Perfect, into race 5, number 2, Dodgy One.
I like it. Are you more confident about Dodgy One or the Demons tonight?
Dodgy One. I've been trying to tell you the Demons.
Are you giving Carlton a chance?
Well, they're Jews. It has to happen. 1 week it has to happen where things go well, where Mackay and Kurnow kick dead straight. It has to happen 1 week, and wouldn't shock you if it's tonight.
All right. So would you...
I think Melbourne will win, but I'm...
I was going to say, would you...
I'm not celebrating already.
Will they cover the 14.5 line?
Oh, I don't know. Fremantle last week was a good line against Melbourne. I'm not sure. I'm going there with trepidation.
All right. What's your best of the weekend in the footy?
No, I haven't really had a look. Michael, okay. I couldn't even tell you who's playing. I'm about to sit
dogs
down and
or visit. Cats?
You'd think the Dogs, the Cats have got a few out, so the Dogs should be able to win that one.
GWS, Richmond?
GWS.
Oh, that was pretty confident. All right. Gold Coast, Adelaide's the other intriguing one.
I'll go Gold Coast. I think Adelaide, well, you wouldn't say tank, but they left a few out against the Dogs and tanked themselves up for Brisbane. And now they've got to travel to the top end. I'd say that Gold Coast can beat.
Good on you, Mark. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Mark Hunter.